As always, we appreciate the time of Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas on KCMO Talk Radio. He's joining us on 710 AM and 103.7 FM. And, you know, as we always say on this show, we don't create the news cycle. We just talk about it. And we talk about the pressing issues of the day, the pressing issues of the week and of our time. So we'll start off here, Mr. Mayor. Do you like Chick-fil-A?
I do eat at Chick-fil-A. I think they are very tasty. You know, it's my view that certainly there have been issues over the years with how they have welcomed all communities. I think they have tried to take steps to improve and address that. But, you know, I get called out for enough things, so I will not lie to you. I've eaten at Chick-fil-A. I've eaten there somewhat recently, and I do find it tasty.
Okay. All right. So that is question number one. Then let's follow it up with that. If you know, we know that Vantage Airport Group yesterday dropped Chick-fil-A from its proposal. Would you have been comfortable with a Chick-fil-A in the new airport?
Yes. Yes, I would have. And again, this isn't me saying that I do not believe that the company shouldn't take affirmative steps to make sure all, including our LGBTQ community, feel welcome in Kansas City and at the Kansas City International Airport. But I will note, I have not stopped flying through Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta because they have a Chick-fil-A. I have not stopped kind of patronizing either that restaurant or, you know, other places that have it present, because I think it is important for us to try to make sure we're seeing what they're doing now. I understand several years ago there were a lot of sentiments and statements that I don't think were widely shared, but I think, like Denny's, Cracker Barrel, a number of other restaurants that have made changes over the years, Calvin Klein, Hugo Boss, so many others, it's important for them to come right with what happened wrongly in the past, but to try to say now we're a new company. I think they've tried to make those steps, and I would have been comfortable with an KCI.
So where are we at then? I guess we'll find out today if this group is, because they're not officially even yet in charge of the concessions and operations. So that will be approved today. Is that correct? And if so, what does that process look like after that?
Even longer. It will be held over till next week.
Okay.
A number of us had questions. There were some with concerns relating directly to the vendor themselves. You know, I think myself, Councilwoman Catherine Shields articulated it much more clearly than I did, kind of just looking at objective comparables. What did the other bids look like without divulging the information about each bidder? Kind of what sorts of things that we could we have done to make sure that we at least know everything that's happening, if this is about this group having the best value deal, or if there were different values, do we like the fact that they'll have everything open on day one, which is very important to me. You know, I think those are the sorts of things we're looking to figure out in concessions. And this is a big deal, not just for Kansas City itself, but the entire region, the flying public, making sure you have options, whether you want a fried chicken sandwich or a vegan delight or a beer or anything in between. And we're trying to make sure that we balance that for everybody coming through Kansas City now and in the future.
Do you, I mean, it seems like there's been some drama with this Vantage Group before any of this Chick-fil-A stuff. And there were, you know, some people upset they weren't maybe more pro-labor, whatever it might be. Pat Klein, of course, director of aviation there up at the airport, has also been at the center of all of this. Is he and his group the one that selected Vantage and recommended them to you, or is that an Edgemore thing? How does that work?
You know, it was largely the aviation department. Okay. As far as I know, Edgemore wasn't deeply involved with it. They are, and I'm proud of them. They're trying to get the airport new terminal done on time and on budget. Anybody who's driven by KCI or up to the airport lately has seen they have made extraordinary progress. I'm proud of the new facility that we're going to have soon. And so they're doing what they need to do. In the meantime, we'll talk about concessions and all the other things that need to go to make it the airport we can all be proud of. I'm hoping, of course, that KCMO gets a nice exclusive talk radio contract so we can hear you in all types of lounges and that sort of thing every day.
Wow. Well, I was going to say, last time I was at the airport last year, I heard Rex Archer over the loudspeaker, and I'll leave it at that.
You know, Pete, I continue to want a Hannity and Combs style Mundo and Archer evening talk show on something. But, you know, I haven't been so lucky yet. One of these days.
I don't think we could pay him the money he needs after the amount of money you guys paid him the last 20 years. I mean, geez, that's the problem.
Touche.
Let me ask you then today, I guess you guys are going to be extending the mask mandate is what is going to happen here. Is that something you plan on voting for? And if so, what is, I mean, I know it's going to be through October 7th-ish. What is that extension look like for you in terms of where it goes from here?
Well, look, I say this a lot, and I think we need to be nearing the end game of orders and mandates. Today in Jackson County Circuit Court, we'll hear what's happening with Ray's Cafe in Jackson County, and I've discussed that before. I think the whole situation is somewhat regrettable. I think that we do need to move to a point of coping with COVID. We are seeing decreased compliance throughout the city, throughout the metro and jurisdictions with the mask rule. I understand there are many parents that are concerned, however, to make sure that their kids can get vaccinated. Once that becomes available, it looks like that is. And so I think what is important for us is that next step of what does it look like to wind down some of your orders. You will note that, and this is an ordinance I introduced, that this is a shorter extension than we could otherwise get. Missouri state law allows us to go to October 23rd. This would just be to the 7th of October. That was intentional. First step, it aligns us with Jackson County. But I think the other point is it says, all right, when we look at this again, basically in a week, we would see if, is this the sort of thing that we still need to have? Or, you know, have we used this medicine enough? And now it's time for us to do things like push vaccinations more strongly, some of the other things. I mean, yesterday's presentation, you saw that in our weaknesses in vaccinations, our lowest vaccinated group are African-Americans, particularly black men under the age of 35, where we're hovering at about 20% vaccination rate. I don't know if the compulsion approach through masks has made a difference. And so I think the work right now is for all of us who are engaged in public health and public service to look at ways that we can help people get vaccinated and let them know the safety of that, rather than some of the heavy-handed rules that we've had over the last year and a half. You know, I get a lot of flack from a lot of people, but I don't like these rules any more than most. And I think we are all hoping we get to a point where we can see some modification of them, removal of them, and hopefully people keeping themselves safe through making their own responsible health choices.
So
named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
What this extension, what would you need to see for this to be the last extension of this mandate?
If you're asking Quentin Lucas, I don't really need to see a lot. I think that we have seen a decline in cases in Kansas City, the Kansas City Metro, and Missouri. There is some debate as to whether this is the same decline you would see in unmasked regions versus masked. I got that. That said, I listened to what our health department says, Frank Thompson, our acting director of public health, in terms of where we're going. I think our trend line is going in the right direction. However, we have seen a tremendous increase in young people, particularly since the start of the school year. I think that speaks to school-based restrictions. I know that's an area rife with controversy, but I think that that is where we would look to see the changes. I think for broad-based human interactions, I don't really know, for example, the entertainer Kane Brown, but I heard at his concert the other day, there were tens of thousands of people there and lots of people unmasked, and we were having trouble with enforcement. I just think you were getting beyond the point where the public is seeing the efficacy in some of the rules. And as a government actor, you need to make sure that your rules align not just with what is right to do, but also with what I think the public is willing to support.
Mayor Lucas on KCMO Talk Radio. You referenced it there, Mr. Mayor. I mean, you know, you've seen a decline in cases since you've put in these mask mandates, but so has the entire state of Missouri, down about 30-40% the past month. So I know you say that, you know, you're following your local leaders, but does Quint Lucas think that these masks in particular for Kansas City, Missouri, have been that firewall and the reason for this decrease over the past month?
I think our intervention and mitigation steps have worked to help fewer people get COVID-19. I do believe that. I, however, think that doesn't mean that we should have forever mandates when there is some risk to health of people. I think that there will be a certain amount of public health positive messaging, which isn't you can get closed down or we'll do shutdowns or anything like that if rules aren't followed. Instead, I think it's time for us to shift our public health focus from, for example, inspecting a coffee shop 5 times because there were 311 complaints, and instead saying in a number of communities, particularly minority communities, hey, this vaccine is safe. What can we do to get more folks to get vaccinated? What are the positive steps we can take? That's where I think the success in our COVID-19 fight is going to be, not in running around as enforcement officials. I think that we have largely passed that point. Mm-hmm. That's why it continues to be my hope that this is the last order.
And then last thing on that, can the schools, because you brought up the schools, can the schools, yes. Can the Kansas City public school systems, can they have their own mask mandate, or do they need the city to have the mandate to then have one on their end, or can they do whatever they want?
They can have their own mandate. I think an area of question is for my beloved Northlanders, and I think a lot of the school teachers and others have expressed an interest in a continuation of the mandate. Some mm-hmm. of their constituent, their consumers, their public has not. And it has been very helpful for, I think, them and others, for Kansas City government to kind of step in and say, we're going to do it for you. Okay. I do think there will be a point where those decisions need to be made on the school district level, as we're seeing over in parts of Kansas. And I don't think that will necessarily be a bad thing. I think, more localized decisions. I agree with the governor and many in the state of Missouri's leadership. Local control is a great thing. And I think that that relates to school district decisions as well, and not just police departments.
Okay. Interesting. Mayor Lucas on KCMO Talk Radio. Always good to have him on. We'll have to save that part of the conversation for next week. Mr. Mayor, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for being here.
You all have a beautiful weekend. Take care, Pete.
You bet. Mayor Lucas on KCMO Talk Radio.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.